This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
The New York Giants have themselves a quarterback. Yes, Jameis Winston is now the newest member of the New York Giants. And to me, it is the beginning of an amazing season for the New York Giants, because no matter what happens, you at least have an entertaining quarterback, someone who's going to throw the ball deep, throw the ball often. It's going to be exciting no matter what. There's no more of questioning the quarterback and, oh, why can't you go deep? Why can't you, you know, look at this guy, look for someone down the field? Can you open the playbook? Can you find a way to really pick up the pace of the scoring? And you have Jameis Winston. Now, whether or not he's a starting quarterback or not, we don't know. There's still plenty. Listen, at the end of the day, Jameis Winston is a great backup quarterback. The contract itself even says it's not really a starting quarterback salary. So Jameis Winston is coming in here with a I have to win this job type of mentality. He has to. But it is a fantastic move by the New York Giants, because you're going to be entertained. And that is the key here for the New York Giants. It's how exciting can this team be? Because for the longest time, the New York Giants have not been exciting on offense. There was a few stints, obviously Saquon Barkley, when he touched the ball, yes, brought excitement to the team. Malik Nabers now catching the ball, it's exciting. But you finally have someone who can open up and throw the ball deep. That is going to be exciting. Now, is that the be-all, end-all? Like I said, this is not a guarantee that Jameis Winston's starting quarterback, no doubt about it. Like, he's coming in, he's going to have to earn that job. Is it going to be are they going to draft a quarterback? Is now this a Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders? Or is it still a bring in Aaron Rodgers or a Russell Wilson, as well as drafting a quarterback, but you have more time, you have more wiggle room? I think that the latter is the best way to go. I think that Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson work out fine in this system right now with Brian Daboll. You still have, because they do need to win. They need to win games. There's no doubt about it. Like, Brian Daboll, in order to come back for another year after, he needs to start winning games. But you've put yourself in a situation where Jameis Winston can do that offensively. Because in the past few years, how many times did you feel that the Giants went with Daniel Jones getting the ball late in games? First of all, they have to be a tight game. You know, if the defense holds up, they have to be in a tight game to do it. But how many times did you feel Daniel Jones getting the ball and going down the field and winning a game? It just didn't feel likely. It didn't feel like there was that opportunity. If it was Daniel Jones, Tommy DeVito, Drew Locke, you didn't feel Tyrod Taylor. You didn't feel like the Giants had a quarterback who could put their, you know, get the ball and put the ball downfield and help win games. I'm not telling you Jameis Winston is going to win games for the Giants, but you have a dream. You have someone who's going to be a leader. You have someone who's going to be a veteran presence, someone who's going to go out there and be kind of entertaining. Like, I mean, the one thing that I love about Jameis Winston on top of his skill set is he's entertaining. No one could deny it. His post-game conferences are fantastic. So, listen, Jameis Winston is not a perfect quarterback, but right now there is none. Whether it's Aaron Rodgers, whether it's Russell Wilson, Cam Ward, Shador Sanders, Jackson Dart, go down the list. Right now, there's no perfect quarterbacks. So why not bring in a Jameis Winston no matter what and piggyback him with the other quarterbacks? It's perfect. And here's the good thing, right? Say you do get an Aaron Rodgers. Say you do get... You nail that, right? Aaron Rodgers, who was in Pittsburgh yesterday, who left without a contract, so anything is open. Anything is available. You do bring in Aaron Rodgers. He decides he wants to play for the New York Giants. And it's Aaron Rodgers, Jameis Winston, and Shador Sanders. Just imagine those three of those combos right there, okay? You have the veteran who is going to take the ball and hopefully show glimpses of that Hall of Fame career on the field. But say he gets hurt within the first four snaps. You have Jameis Winston to go in there and show or prove that he can still be a quarterback in this league and go out there and still be effective because he's been effective. Now, he's not great, but he's been effective. And he could still show the young quarterback the way of the NFL. And that's the whole key here, is bring in enough quarterbacks to mold the future. So I love this move. I truly love this move. Again, this is not about Jameis Winston. This is not about, oh, I smell a championship with the Giants. I'm not saying that at all. But it's going to be entertaining, and it's going to lead to productivity. It's going to lead to success because you're bringing in Jameis Winston as a backup plan to whichever quarterback you're leading with whether it's Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, and they both can help mold your rookie quarterback. The other option is, hey, Jameis Winston is going to be the starter for a few weeks until he hands it off to, you know, Shador or Cam Ward. And again, with the Jameis Winston move, it makes me feel more and more, if they don't get Aaron Rodgers or don't get Russell Wilson, that's what they're going to do, that they're going to draft a quarterback with that third pick. That leads to me that the third pick is going to be quarterback, because if you don't get Aaron Rodgers and you don't get Russell Wilson, the win now mode kind of falls flat. Jameis Winston, no matter how much I love the guy, no matter how entertaining he is, not really a winner, right? He's going to be entertaining. Maybe he'll luck you into some games. Maybe he'll win, you know, maybe there'll be a little bit of winning, but it's not like playoff bound. But if you get Jameis Winston and no other top-end quarterback, you're pretty much planning to hand the keys over to the young kid that you draft sooner than later. And that means you're not moving, you know, you may move up to that number one pick, but you're not moving back, and you're not like hanging on, oh, well, Jackson Dart may be there later on and we'll go get him. No, you're looking, you're going to be aggressive, and you're getting Cam Ward or Shador Sanders. So there's two paths here, but Jameis Winston is a piece to this puzzle, and I love it. It's not the be-all, end-all. It's not...
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll tell you this much right now. And I love the Justin Fields move for the Jets. But entertainment value, I'm going to have more fun watching Jameis Winston play quarterback for the Giants than Justin Fields with the Jets. Like, they may win more with the Jets, but Jameis Winston, if he ended up being, again, he's not, but if he was to start all 17 games, he'd be more entertaining to watch than Justin Fields. He's a fun quarterback. He really is. And it's not supposed to be, oh, well, let's have fun. Let's have a fun season. But let's be honest. If you've been a Giant fan for, you know, the past decade, there's been very few fun things to look at. There's been very few things that you could put your, you know, hold your head up and be like, that was awesome. You know, last year, watching Malik Nabers play some games and perform well was cool. Like I said, Saquon Barkley, over the years, he's had some moments where you just sit back and go, wow, he is a special player. Obviously, he won a Super Bowl last year with the Eagles, so we know how special he could be. But quarterback-wise, I mean, we haven't seen somebody just take over. And, you know, besides the Arizona game 2 years ago when Daniel Jones, like after being down that first half, was miserable, played horrible football. And the Giants played horrible football. And then in the last half, you know, scored like, I think he threw three or four touchdowns, whatever it was, and they end up beating the Arizona Cardinals. I think it was like 31 or 28 or whatever the case was, but they put on a show for a half. They put on a show for a half. And offensively, the Giants need something to spark, need something to kind of get the fans excited. It's been a long time. So at the very least, Jameis Winston is here and could bring some level of excitement. Again, is he going to be someone to win you games? I don't know. I don't think he is. I don't think he's that quarterback. He never really has been. He's been a good backup. He's been a fun backup. However, for the Giants fan, I kind of do want a little bit of fun. I want a fun season. And this at least is the start of it. And will it turn into a playoff run? Let's be honest. The Eagles are going nowhere. The Commanders are getting better. Yes, true. The Cowboys are kind of in flux right now. I can't sit there and say that the Giants are a step away or quarterback away from making the playoffs. Though I've heard that. And I've heard that from many people now, where if they get the right guy, if they bring in Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, that they could really just turn the corner super, super quick. Aaron Rodgers can make this team a playoff team. I mean, I've heard that before with the Jets. I heard that before, you know, a couple years ago that the Jets were going to be Super Bowl contenders with Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he's that level anymore. But again, you want to just bring in a veteran presence that can help this team win. You've now, at least as a backup, solidified the fact that Jameis Winston will be there in case whomever, if they go that route of a veteran quarterback, of Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, that you're good to go. that if something happens, that they come in and they don't perform or they get hurt, you got Jameis Winston and you don't have to worry about throwing in the young rookie, which they're going to draft. Again, the Jameis Winston signing makes me believe that Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward is more likely now than ever before. I really was doubting that. I really felt that the Cam Ward was never a possibility because I really didn't think that they were going to trade it for the first pick. I thought that, that's a stretch. Again, talking about two quarterbacks who are not perfect, then that's fine. Most quarterbacks aren't coming out of the draft. But two quarterbacks that weren't highly touted, that were extremely questionable up until about a few weeks ago, whereas now like, oh, well, Cam's going number one, obviously. Well, that being the case, Jameis Winston is going to help mold those quarterbacks on top of be a buffer, if the Giants are smart, be a buffer to getting to that rookie quarterback. I mean, you have Cam, you have almost guaranteed if Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson signs with this team that Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders will not play a snap in 2025. That's what Jameis Winston brings you. And a lot of people may be upset by that, but that's a smart freaking move. I mean, again, think about the overall quarterback play in the past few years. Like, we've seen Caleb Williams last year. Yes, a lot of people say he can still play. He's still good enough. He's going to have a good season this year going forward. He shows skills that he could be a top-level quarterback in the NFL. I got to be honest, I wasn't impressed with Caleb Williams last year. There's one quarterback that I was super, super impressed with, and that was Jaden Daniels with Washington. That was the one guy, but not everybody hits. Trevor Lawrence has been around for years, and he has not performed at an elite level. Well, Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, if either are drafted by the Giants, you're now putting them in a spot to be successful because they're going to have an opportunity to learn for at least one full year. 888-808-1019 is Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan till 5 a.m. when Richard Neer takes over. Again, the New York Giants signing Jameis Winston for a two-year deal, not modest amount of money. It's not a crazy splash. They could still make other moves. They could still sign other players. Again, they could still sign another veteran quarterback. And again, it just feels like the Giants are actually making the right moves for the organization. And it's weird because it feels like both Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are under fire here, but rather than go the let's go Hail Mary and save our job route, they are doing their best to put whichever quarterback they draft in this year's draft class in a good position to succeed for years, even if they're gone. I kind of like that. I don't want the Hail Mary approach. I don't want the how do we keep our job, how do we make the organization better? And that's what Joe Shane and Brian Daboll seem to be doing. So, good signs for Giants fans. There's a lot to get into as next week when I'm on air doing this show, there's going to be baseball being played. I can't wait for that. So we'll get into, I heard some early MVP talks and how Aaron Judge ain't that great of a player. It's funny, I might have to get on air and defend Aaron Judge, which is crazy to think that anybody has to defend Aaron Judge. I think I'm going to have to do that. So we'll get into that. We'll get into the New York Knicks, the New York Rangers, that they're almost, you know, the Rangers are almost, their season's almost done. No playoffs for them, at least not the way that they're playing right now, this final stretch. The Knicks are, you know, season's wrapping up, and there's a lot to discuss about them as they're going into the playoffs. They are not headed in the right direction, especially obviously Jalen Brunson not being there is a big thing. But we'll get into all that and more. The baseball conversation, MVP conversation, plus if you want to talk, you know, I'll take your St. John's calls as well. 888-808-1019. Hey, it's Pete Hoffman with you on The Fan. You could always follow me at HoffWFAN. Don't forget to download the Odyssey app. Main thing, Odyssey app. You can download, listen to at any time. And again, if you miss anything at all, hit that rewind button. So we'll get into your calls next. 888-808-1019. It's Pete Hoffman with you on The Fan. Hit me up at HoffWFAN.